So this is the machlekes tov in Ishev Chayiv in period of Rav Yonah. Well, the Rav Yechonin ben Baruka, the Yoma that his shiter is al shneiim hu oimer vayevaruch oisim alakim pruravu. Rav Yechonin ben Baruka holds an Ish also has the chiyuv to have children. Says so, ma'ikol ameima. And so there's only one mitzvah tasei shaloi asman groma that the Torah says in Ishev Pota. Only by mitzvah tamat Torah. So if so, learn out from there to all other mitzvahs I say. Shalei Yazman Grom and Isha is also Potter. How do we know to stay the Chayiv that you're learning it out from mitzvahs Meira? Maybe learn out from mitzvahs Talmud Torah that they're Potter. So Mar says, no. Mishum Dehevei Talmud Torah Pidyon Haben. Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ki Yechod. Vechol Shnei Ksuv Maboyin Ki Yechod Ein Malamdin. By Pidyon Haben also, it's considered the mitzvah I say, Shalei Yazman Grom. Because once your kid becomes 30 days old, there's a chiyuv from then on to make the pidyon haben. And we have before psukim that an isha is potter from the mitzvahs pidyon haben. She has no chiyuv to make the pidyon on her own son. So these two mitzvahs, the Torah says, an isha is potter. So therefore the klal is ein melamdin. We cannot learn out to other mitzvahs. Rather we say only these two mitzvahs are saying, shaloi hazman geroma is an isha potter. But all other ones, they're chayuv. Now the maraschash tov with the Rav Yechonin ben Baruka and Ami. Nehevei period of Rivia, Umayra, Shnei Ksuma Boin Ki Yechod. It's all according to Rav Yechonin ben Baruka, we have now two mitzvahs asei, Shaloi Hazman Groma, that Anisha is Chayivin, the Torah says the Chayivin. According to Rav Yechonin ben Baruka, Anisha is Chayivin, the mitzvahs Pru Revu, and the Torah also says there's a mitzvah of Moira, that they have to have Kibbut Avein. So if so, there should be the cloud, the Ein Malamdin. We should not be able to learn out to other mitzvahs. Maybe only these two mitzvahs, the Torah says Anisha is Chayiv. But maybe all other mitzvahs are say, even though it's Shaloi Hazman Groma, maybe still the potter. Samara says, no tzricha. These two mitzvahs are not like extra, we need both of them. We need Pru Revu, and we need the mitzvahs Moira. Because the Rachman and Moira, the Torah would have just said the mitzvah of Kibbut Avein of Moira, Aviyim. V'loi Kosav Piri of Rivia, the Torah would have not written the mitzvahs essay for Isha to have children. Have him, I would have thought to say the potter says the Chibshua of the Rachmanah. That he has to conquer her. So I would have thought to say, Ish the darker lichbosh, a man that is a dare to go and conquer things. In he has the mitzvah of kibbut of pruravu. Bashenka isha the ain darker lichbosh, and isha is not a dare to go out to have fight to war to conquer. Maybe loy, maybe with the potter of the chibshua by the mitzvah pruravu, it would not apply to an isha. Therefore, I need a special posik to say, by Avorach Oysim, Elohim, Pru Revu, Sarah is saying to both of them, there's a mitzvah, Esa, even for an Isha to have children. Now, V, because of Rachamonah, period of Rivia, the Torah would have just said it. By period of Rivia, Nisha Chayiv, Voloi, because of Moira, and the Torah would have not written this also. By the mitzvah of Moira, Aviyim, Havim, and I would have thought to say, Ish, this Tipek, Biyod, Elasais, in. The man, the son, that's going to be a man, that's a husband, he always has the right to be mechabed his parents, because he's the boss of the house. So therefore, he could take care of his parents. He has the chiyuv of Moira Avein. Mashenken Isha, a lady that's married, the ain't sipik biyoda lasais, that's not up to her. She has a husband over her. She's not the owner of the house. She can't spend the money. She can't go to her father. Maybe loy. Maybe the Torah was never mechayiv an Isha for the mitzvahs Moira. So Kamashmala know that still there is a mitzvahs Moira. So first the kasha, the chiva and the ain't sipik biyod alasois. So this is part thing. Now the chiva and the ain't sipik biyod alasois loy to chayiv klal. I would have thought to say, since there are certain times when an isha, if she's married, she doesn't have the right to be mechaved her parents if her husband doesn't want. So tzricha, that's why the pasuk can know that still an isha is chayiv in the mitzvah of moira aviyin. So therefore, it's not considered like shnei ksuma boin ki yechod. Therefore, we say by all mitzvah say shlei azman groma noshem achayiv. So Mar says no honi chalaman diyama shnei ksuma boin ki yechod ein melamdin. Then it's very good. So the yes before lamai the Rashi has the other come aswin and neilof mitalmud Torah. The question is, why do we learn out from Talmud Torah that a mitzvah say shlei azman groma noshem apotter? So he answered me because Talmud Torah and Pidyon Haben are two mitzvahs that say the Torah says the potter. So we say only these two mitzvahs that say Shaloi Hazman Groma is an Isha potter, but all others the Chayiv. So the question is, that's good if you learn Ein Malamdin. Elo Lamandi Yama Malamdin Ma'ikol Meima. But if you hold, even though the Torah writes something twice, not like so extra. Still, you can learn out to other places. So let's learn out from mitzvahs Talmud Torah and mitzvahs Pidyon Aben that even though there are mitzvahs asay shaloi hazman geroma, still an ishas pota. So how do we know to say that the chayiv in such mitzvahs? So my answer is Amar Rava. Pufnoi yadi lo letaimei toa milsa. Like Pufnoi, he knows the reason of this answer. Rashi says Talmidim shebe Pufnoi. His Rav is saying his Talmidim in Pufnoi. Omani, who is that? Ravacha Bayakov. Shoyadab Pufnoi. He used to live in Pufnoi. But the Gemara in Baba Basra says, well, he lived there. So Kitza, Rav is saying that the Talmidim, that is Ravacha Bayakov, he knows the answer. Doha Nilsa. Gemara says, Omani, who is this? Ravacha Bayakov. Because Omakro, the Pasuk says, For hoyu lecho li'ois al yodecho, ulezikorin benenecho, laman tia toiras Hashem v'ficha. It says here, by the mitzvahs of Tefillin, it says, Lashon of Laman Tiyya, Torah Hashem V'fichon. Torah Hashem Mashma, the whole Torah, you learn out from Tefillin. So we say, Huksha Kol HaTorah Kudlo Tefillin. Here the Torah is giving a hekesh, all the Torah, all the mitzvahs, Adoyma to Tefillin. And we say, Ma Tefillin, Mitzvahs HaSei Shazman Geroma V'noshim Pturus, just like by Tefillin, it's the Mitzvahs HaSei Shazman Geroma that Noshim HaPotter. So the klal is av kol mitzvah asay shazman grama is nashim pturis. Therefore, this is the klal. Here you can't ask anything. Pturis is clearly a klil hekish. They will learn out all mitzvahs from tefillin. That's as pasuk laman tia pturis Hashem b'ficha. And all the mitzvahs learn out from tefillin. That therefore they're pater. Now the Gemara says, "Omid mitzvah asay shazman grama nashim chayavis." By mitzvah asay shazman grama nashim. No, the mitzvah says as man grama noshim pturus. We're learning out now from tefillin. A mitzvah says as man grama noshim apotor. Mechlal, this should be the proof. The mitzvah says shaloi has man grama. Nash a mitzvah says that's not totally in a special time. Noshim chayavus, noshim achayiv for that mitzvah. Because otherwise, what do you have to have the limit from tefillin? In other words, since we have to learn out from tefillin. That mitzvah say shazman groma noshim apotor, it's mashma that the other mitzvahs, that shaloy hazman groma noshim achay. So honi chulaman diyama tefillin mitzvah say shazman groma. This is very good if you hold tefillin is a mitzvah say shazman groma, which means either laila you hold is not zman tefillin, or else Shabbos v'yomtiv you hold is not zman tefillin. Ela, but there is Ela Laman Diyama. But according to the Man Diyama that says Tefillin is called the Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Hazman Groma. If you hold Tefillin, is Chayiv even at night times and even on Shabbos V'Yom Tov also. You hold as a Chayiv to wear Tefillin. It's called the Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Hazman Groma. Then Ma'ikla Meima. Then we're stuck. What can we say? How do we know to say Noshim Apotah from Mitzvah Sasei Shaloi Hazman Groma? Or else the opposite. It means they have learned out from tefillin, just like tefillin isha's potter. No, we wouldn't know then. Like then it comes out, we would not know that mitzvah say shalei hazman groma noshim apotter. Rashi learns the question is in kain ipchi iklameimer. We can say just the opposite now. The shalei hazman groma noshim pturus. In other words, that's still true. We still have the original hekish that tefillin is hukish la talmud torah, and we know talmud torah isha's potter. So we know for sure tefillin also nishas potter from. So if you hold tefillin is a mitzvah say shazman geroma, it's only by daytime, not by nighttime, or else only in chol, not on Shabbos v'yom tov. Very good. So we're learning out from tefillin to all mitzvah say shaloi shazman geroma that the potter. But according to this man diyama, that tefillin is a chiv all the time, even at night, even on Shabbos v'yom tov. If so, tefillin is called a mitzvah say shaloi hazman geroma. And still there's a hekesh tefillin to Talmud Torah that an ish is potter from tefillin. So then the kasha should be, just like the potter from tefillin, learn out to all other mitzvahs asay, shaloi hazman groma, that they should still be potter from. That's the kasha. The old tefillin, it has no time limit, so then all mitzvahs without a time limit, noshim should also be potter from. And we know the mishnah is not like that. So my answer is like this. Man shamet le diomat tefillin mitzvah asay shaloi hazman geroma. Who is this Tana that holds that tefillin is a chiyuv at all times, even at night time it's a zman tefillin, even on Shabbos v'yom tov? That's Rabbi Meir. That goes according to Rabbi Meir Shita. Now the Sovel of Rabbi Meir himself holds
that Shnei Ksuvim are boinki yechod. He holds it's called Shnei Ksuvim here. And therefore, v'chol Shnei Ksuvim are boinki yechod, ain't melamdin. That's where Meir's svar.
So Rashi speaks out, according to Rameel today, lo yitzra chakesha. According to Rameel, we would not need this hekesh to learn out from Tvilin. And Echnam, you can't learn it out from Tvilin. El Rav, according to Rameya, could have gone Marina Bereshit, like we learned at the beginning. Bebinyana v'goma Maria. Learning out from mitzvahs oilus regal. To have a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, just like the mitzvah of oilus regal, it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, it's only in the time of Yomtiv. V'noshim p'turis. Then all of the mitzvah sasei shazman groma, noshim apotar. But on this we had a question before, the kashalon, liyel, v'nelev mimatzah v'hakel, l'chiyuva. Rather learn out from the mitzvahs matzah or the mitzvahs hakel that even though it's the mitzvah sasayishas man grom noshem achayiv, so the answer is Rav Meir Sova that shnei ksuvim are boinki yechod ain melamdin. Our whole kasher is if you hold melamdin, but if you hold ain melamdin, then it's very good. You have two special mitzvahs that the Torah says noshem achayiv, even though it's a mitzvah sasayishas man grom matzah and hakel. So according to Rav Meir, it's very good. Only these two mitzvahs. So we say Nishas Chayivim. But all other mitzvahs say, Shaloy Shazman Groma, Noshim HaPotter. So according to Rameya, we do not have to learn out from Tfilin. We rather learn it out from mitzvahs Eilu Regal, that Noshim HaPotter. So therefore, even though Tfilin, according to Rameya, is a mitzvahs say, Shaloy Hazman Groma, and even though here Noshim HaPotter, but true, only from this mitzvah the Potter. But all other mitzvahs say, Shaloy Hazman Groma, Noshim HaChayiv. All right, turn over. Then the Mishnah, then the Gemara goes, Baito, the whole mitzvah loy tasei. Every mitzvah loy tasei, whether it's totally in his man, like matzah, chometz, whether it's not totally in his man, noshim achayivin. Mino and Emili, how do we know this from? Omer Rav Yudom Arav, V'chein Tona the Rabbi Shmuel. Omer Kvod, the Pesuk says, Ish oi isha ki yasu mikol chatas odim. A man or a lady that does any achet, chatas odim. That she says, she has to bring a korban. So, hishva ha-kosiv, isha li-ish, l'chol oinshin shevatayra. That any time you get a punishment, like being over loisa, say, where there's an oinish involved, or the malchus involved, the Torah says here that the hekish of ish li-isha. Therefore, Nisha is also in the parsha to receive punishments, which means she's in the parsha of Oinshin of the Lavs. The very Abeleza Tono on my quarter pasuk says, Asher Tosam Lefneyim. He's supposed to put these halachis in front of them. So, Hishva Kosev Ishalish Luchol Dinim Shevatara. And no Dinim. And Dinim has to do with the Lav Alei Sigzo, not the steal. So, therefore, you see by Dinim, and Nisha is also in the parsha of Choshed Mishpat, not the steal. So this lav of lavim apply to an isha. Tbechisk yitor no amakor the pasuk says tehemish isha isha. You have to kill a man or a lady to do a chet. So therefore hishva kosev isha liish. There's a hekesh here lachol misa shabatayra. For all misa, any time they do something wrong, that the chayiv misa, that the chayiv. So Rashi says she is chayiv a horgan aleim misa v'chein hashar kaifa. Now the Gemara says the tzrichim. Need all these limudim here. Diyash minun hakamaisa from the first pasuk. Of ish ayisha kiyasa mikol chatas odim that they have to bring a korban mishum kapora chas rachmonolo maybe only to bring a korban for a kapora the other Torah had rachmonos upon the isha and said she could also bring a korban avodina maybe ish tovah masumat and in ishaloi maybe by halachas of choshen mishpat of stealing this and this to come to bezdin a man is a daro to do this not an isha so maybe nisha is potter from dinim kamashma no nisha is chayiv in dinim also. Now the Yashmin and Ho Mishum Dhyusti. You know why Nisha is chayiv in Dinim and Chesh and Mishpat, but that's the way to stay alive. Otherwise people will steal from you. Rashi says, the less of the Chlal Dinim, Ein lo chayim, hakel goizlam, I said, will come to rob from her. And she'll steal from other people. So Vavitz a svara that Nisha has to do with the lab of Lysigzel. Because they have to stay alive. Avul Kaifer, Eimov, let's say you're sure kill somebody, that you have to pay Kaifer. Maybe Ish,